Well, why have these mass shootings seemingly become commonplace in the U.S.? Analysis from Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist and chairman of a group called Mainstream Mental Health. Doctor, what do you say about this?
I think there's a lot of things going on. You know, we have people who are not happy with their life at this point. You get reinforcement from things like social media, where there's no real barrier or filter. I mean, when you're confronting somebody face-to-face, there's that reality factor there. When you're on social media, that you don't have that. And then you see the people who've gone before you and how they affect the country and how they're getting, you know, these big hits and big media attention. And it's kind of, you know, the old saying, you know, why fade out when you can go out in a blaze of glory kind of thing. So it's a big reinforcement for that, especially, you know, if what they're saying is true, that he is atheist at this point. We don't know for sure, but if he is, you know, this is it. And if he's not happy with this life, he might as well finish it and be done with it.
I don't understand. I guess I never understood the part about the media attention for somebody like this or some incident like this. You're going to pull this off when the odds of you dying are so high and you can't take in the media attention that you sought.
It's what you leave behind. It's the fame factor. You know, and if you don't have money, if you don't already have something that a legacy, you can leave behind a different legacy. And, you know, he knew this was going to be potentially life-ending. I don't think any of these people go into this thinking they're going to get away with it. You've got, this one was here in Texas. He might be able to make it to the border, but, you know, it's going to be pretty tough for him to cross over. You know, that's just the nature of it. So he was fully armored, and the plumber who shot him was able to get a shot off between folds in the armor. He knew it was a terminal decision. If he's going to go that way, it's going to be a legacy he's leaving behind.
Does it generally come down to somebody who is having or has had a troubled past? Because I feel like I never hear some, you know, when people react, never say, you know what, he was such a fantastic guy, just a loving, caring person, wonderful father. I can't understand why somebody like this would do that. You know what I mean? I never hear those types of things.
Well, those aren't the kind of people who do these things. Whether it's John Wayne Gacy, who, you know, oh, he was a clown, but his family are like, yeah, but we didn't know who he was. He was very distant. He didn't go to my football games. He didn't, you know, go to school activities. He wasn't involved with the family. Whether it was Mandalay Bay, that everybody prints him as being this perfect person initially, and then we find out that he was removed from the family and yeah, wasn't involved in the family. And, you know, they had no idea that he was a big game hunter. And in this situation, you have a young man who is discharged dishonorably from the military because he had some issues going on. Yet he gets upset with his wife, and he goes to his in-laws' church and starts shooting people. So, I mean, I see a pattern there. I can't prove it. I don't know. We don't have enough information. But if he believes that this is the only life he has and he's mad at his wife and he's going to go after her parents to get even with her, that's pretty fuzzy thinking. And that's not the kind of person that you're going to bring a new puppy to and expect it to, you know, be reinforced that way.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist, also chair of a group called Mainstream Mental Health. And we're talking about the shooting in South Texas. I'd like to try to tackle solutions whenever possible to these types of things. Is there one for this?
Well, you know, the reality of it is, you know, when these things happen, it happens in a matter of minutes. And when police and like that are behind the eight ball, it's a 10 or 15 minute arrival time. These people are going to continue to do this until we get to a point where we stop restrictions. Look at the 20 some odd states that don't have any kind of concealed handgun restrictions, and I don't see them having mass shootings in those states.
Thanks, John. Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist, also chairman of a group called Mainstream Mental Health. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.